Thank you so much for joining us for the weekly Tallahassee Tourism Industry Zoom call. Again, really appreciate y'all being with us. Fall is here. Yay!
At least hey.
looks like we made it even for cold winter. I don't know. I love this early start because we haven't been this cool this early in the fall in years. And I am glad to be back in the saddle this week. Off a splendid vacation with my toes in the sand on the beach and coast. This morning we have the awesome Bo Schmitz with us this morning, and the amazing Joseph St. Germain. I'm glad I heard him now, JSG, as he's known. both of them are featured speakers this morning, providing updates on the way cool Hyatt House hotel that's coming online, and Joseph will be sharing what's happening with consumers and travel planning. So y'all know the drill. Please mute your microphones. That's the lower left. With, again, so many folks in the meeting, it's imperative that everybody do this to reduce the background noise so everybody can hear. So sharing a few community updates. Last night, County Board of County Commissioners modified the protocols and allowing cross-country events to take place this fall. As you know, our cross-country season is very important to bringing a much-needed business to town in the fall, typically on non-football weekends. But as we know, the football schedule has been just wacky this year. But we have two events this Friday and Saturday at Appalachie Regional Park. The FSU Invitational, which is on Friday. That is a college meet, and then the pre-state meet, which is a high school meet, that is a qualifier for the School Athletic Association State Championship for cross-country events. So that event, pre-state meet, will be held on Saturday. These events have been completely reconfigured so as not to have an event atmosphere because we don't want people congregating. And the commission approved some safety protocols that retain the mandatory health screening, which is the temperature checks and the asking questions. But they did remove the mandatory 72-hour COVID testing requirement and also allowing one parent per athlete to attend the events. Again, these are our positive modifications that we do anticipate. We will see an uptick in registration because the registration for these events this weekend closes this evening, I believe at midnight. So again, we do anticipate seeing an uptick with these modifications in the protocol, the testing particularly, because not every county in Florida has the same robust testing availability and requirements that we have here in Tallahassee. Like for example, in Hillsborough County in Orlando, which again have a lot of cross-country teams, they can't, you know, students, I mean, kids, they can't get a test unless they have symptoms or they've been absolutely exposed to it. So that prohibited a lot of teams from being able to come up and play, and now that has changed. So again, I think that's very positive stuff, and we are absolutely confident we can run a very, very safe race, and my hat's off to the sports team and sales team and marketing. I mean, it's always, these are always labors of love, all hands on deck, but this event is very different, these events this fall due to COVID, but they have done a terrific job and examined and modified every detail about the event, so it will definitely be a good one. Last night, the commission also voted to allow organized youth sports here in California County. That's Little League, Babe Ruth, Pop Warner. So they now can open up for a fall season as well as they open. So this aligns with the city's decision last week to also open parks and allow youth sports to take place. So again, they're all the organizations have mitigation plans and are taking appropriate measures to ensure that the kids are safe, the parents are safe, and all the officials by following all the safety protocols. So again, we know the kids just want to play, but we are very confident the officials can do it in a safe way. We've got FSU football this Saturday against Jacksonville State University at Dope Campbell, 4 o'clock. I think at first, my first time, I'm like, Jacksonville State, but this is not an in-state game, as the Gamecocks are from Alabama. That's about an hour east of Birmingham, and this is their season opener game. So the Noles are not exactly off to a great start, but hey, given this crazy year, at least we're happy that, we've been there playing football, so that's good. Last Friday afternoon, as we know, Governor DeSantis initiated Florida to move into phase three of the safe step-by-step reopening plan for Florida. Some say it's way too soon to relax all those restrictions, and others say it should have been done months ago. So, although for the record, he's not exactly following his own gating criteria, it's neither here nor there. This will definitely help our businesses and our restaurants and what they're doing. And again, I think Tallahassee and Leon County, it has safety for residents and visitors in mind, because and Leon County is still requiring masks. There will not be a fine or anything. They have never issued one anyway, but they are still having under the ordinance of mask requirements here in Leon County. I'm not even going to talk about the debates last night, but I will say, please make sure that you vote, that your vote counts. There is only 1 week left to register to vote in the November general election. If you've requested a mail-in ballot, you've probably already received it. But you can register online on leonvotes.gov/OVR. And it must be completed by next Monday, October 5th. You have you can mail in your registration form, or you can visit the Supervisor of Elections office at 2990 Appalachie Parkway. That's the corner of Appalachie Parkway and Capitol Circle Southeast. It's in the shopping center where there's like the Beef O'Brady's and I think I'm trying to remember if it's like a furniture store or something like that. But it's and a gym that's there, but it's a big strip mall there. So that's where their office is. So next Monday is the deadline. So please make sure you register to vote and then vote on November 3rd. Susan B. Anthony said, "Someone struggled for your right to vote. Use it." And I definitely believe that. So again, please register to vote if you're not already. Please make sure you are voting in the November 3rd election. COVID updates in Florida. Florida Department of Health reports there are or have been nearly 705,000 positive cases here in Florida as of yesterday. The state does appear to be trending downward in new confirmed cases, so that's good news. We are also doing the same here in Tallahassee and Leon County. Although we report over 10,000, there are or have been 10,000 positive cases of COVID-19 in Tallahassee, we are fortunate that we have a very robust testing program in place. We test more than 1,400 people a day here in Tallahassee. But currently we have a 6.5 positivity rate, and again, that is going down. So again, good news there. Most of the local cases are in the 18 to 24 age range. And interestingly, when the K through 12 schools started in-person classes about a month ago, the Florida Department of Health reports that they have not seen a spike in cases. So again, the K through 12, they've not seen a spike in cases, but however, that's not so for the college students. Again, please be sure that you thank your healthcare workers, your first responders, and all essential workers as they truly are on the front lines, and we appreciate all that they do. So please make sure if your friends and neighbors are in those fields that you thank them. Tomorrow is October 1st, so it's not too early to begin making plans now about having a safe Halloween. I'd encourage everybody who's thinking about a costume, make sure your costume has a mask. Keep events outside if you can, and short in duration, and keep your families and close friends that are typically together to keep them together, again, just to stay safe and not intermingle with a bunch of new people. So again, and just all continue to do our part to wear face coverings in public places. So shifting gears, Again, now to the big feature of the morning is we are over 6 months into the COVID pandemic and we're still learning. We are adapting every week. There's so much happening in our destination and weekly meetings are really provided to share learning, to share knowledge and share support for each other and all that's going on in our community. So as we do every week, we have a couple of great speakers that are with us this morning. First on deck, we have Bo Schmitz. He is the general manager of the Hampton Inn and Suites of Tallahassee Capital University. And he's also the chair of the Leon County Tourist Development Council. Bo is a hospitality professional, as we long know, a longstanding leader in our community with more than 20 years of industry experience. After relocating from Michigan to Tallahassee in 2010, Bo was directly involved in the complete property transformation of Tallahassee's iconic Round Hotel. So that reopened as the Four Points downtown, Tallahassee downtown in June of 2012. So again, he was instrumental as a LEED certified property. Again, he spearheaded all that. And now he is the general manager of the Hampton Inn and Suites at Capital University's on Railroad Avenue. And he serves as the chair of the Leon County TDC, as well as he is the TDC representative on the COCA Board of Directors. So today, Bo is going to share updates on the Hampton Inn and Suites, some really cool updates, as well as on the Hyatt House at Railroad Square Art Park. Next, we're going to hear from Dr. Joseph St. Germain. He is the president of Downs and St. Germain Research. As the president and partner of Downs and St. Germain Research, Joseph is involved in all stages of the research process. He specializes in moderating focus groups and multivariate statistical techniques such as structural equation modeling and conjoint analysis, which basically takes survey data and translate it into easily understandable models that predict attitude and behavior. Do you guys get all that? Again, I just love that. Multivariate statistical techniques such as structural equation modeling and conjoint analysis. But that's not all. Joseph is a former professor at Flagler College, Tallahassee campus, member of Leadership Tallahassee Class 32, and he is the marketing director for the Tallahassee chapter of the Mediocre Golf Association. I mean, who knew that such an esteemed organization existed here in Tallahassee? So Joseph is going to share some of the latest update on travel research and trends for not just what he's seeing nationally around the state, but also locally. So we're going to start off with Bo, and then we're going to turn it over to Joseph. So, Bo, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and thank you for your leadership and service on the TDC and on the COCA board. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Carrie. Thanks for having me today, as always, and thanks for allowing me to give everybody a little bit of an update on what we're working on. So let me share my screen. Yeah, and the first thing I wanted to say is just it's hard to believe that in a couple months, it'll be 10 years that I've been in Tallahassee.
Wow.
And time has flown by. We, you know, we came here with a five-year plan. I've told many people this story, as I'm sure a lot of people have similar stories, but we were not going to stay here in Tallahassee. Well, here we are, and we love it here, and we are not going anywhere. So it is. It is a pretty awesome community, and we've fallen in love. So I'm gonna.
It does grow on you, doesn't it? I mean, it really does.
It does. It does.
I mean, I moved here from the Tampa Bay area 22 years ago, which is hard to believe, and that's where I never fathomed I would stay here. Tallahassee looked very different back then, too.
Right.
Now I don't want to be anywhere else. So I certainly do understand.
So just want to go through a few things about kind of how who we work for and our company structure and things of that nature before I get into the Hyatt House details. Exciting news that I'm now the regional general manager, overseeing this Hampton Inn and Suites, but I will be the opening GM at the Hyatt House. So that's my new title. And just yesterday we announced the promotion of our AGM here to be the new GM here at the Hampton Inn and Suites. So
nice.
I'll be passing the torch over the next few days and weeks to kind of remove myself a little bit from this hotel, let him run the hotel and and still be here to support him every day, literally 100 yards away once I get moved over to the Hyatt House. But that's exciting news that we're just announcing to our staff later this week. So you get a little sneak peek on that today. So my opening with this company started back in the summer of 17. I was at the Four Points by Sheraton, as you said, Terry, and the owners approached me about joining their company. And you know, my entire career, I had never been the GM of a Hampton Inn and Suites, but I was always jealous of that brand. I mean, in literally every market I ever worked in, it was always that darn Hampton Inn and Suites. They're kicking our butt. Like, I don't know what they do, but it's something that they're eating or drinking over there. But yeah, so we were always jealous of that. And so when the opportunity came to open a brand new, beautiful Hampton Inn and Suites, and really work for great people, that was the key point to it. It was an easy decision to move over here to the All Saints District right here, nestled between Florida State and FAMU and the state capitol, and open this hotel. At that time, I asked Cheryl Horn, director of sales, who had worked with me for a few years, to join me, and she did. And, you know, we're just blessed and honored to work for great people more than anything. You know, we have a beautiful hotel. We're building a second beautiful hotel, but we're associated with great people. Mountain Shore Properties, that logo on the lower left there, you see, that's our ownership group. And again, they just have been so good to all of us. And then on the bottom right is the logo of our management company. So about a year ago, last July, our owners decided to hire Olympia Hotel Management, the Olympia companies, and they're based out of Portland, Maine. So that was a little scary, honestly. Last summer we were doing really well. Our hotel, the Hampton Inn and Suites, had been open about 2 years, and we were doing fantastic. And so when they came in, it was a little scary. Anytime there's a management company takeover, we were a little unsure of what that meant. But again, we're just blessed to work for even more good people. So we still are affiliated with the ownership group, but the management company is just fantastic. They've done a great job, and they support us greatly every day, always there to help us. They let us do our job, which is huge in this industry, to not be micromanaged. So it feels really good to work for such good people as we move forward. So I kind of touched on the hotel, the Hampton Inn Suites, and some of our changes that are coming. So we will be, we actually are actively looking for an assistant general manager at the Hampton Inn Suites with Mike's promotion. You know, the first 2 years at the hotel were fantastic. And then obviously the last 6 months have been a struggle for everybody here in the market and really worldwide in the hotel industry. But we're starting to stabilize, you know, slightly, but starting to see some stabilization. So it's slightly encouraging to see us, you know, starting to come out of this rough period. So we're excited to see that continue. But I'm going to spend most of my time this morning talking about the Hyatt House. So Hyatt is coming to Tallahassee. You know, I'm sure everybody knows about Hyatt, but it's exciting to be the first Hyatt property in Tallahassee. And so we're excited about that. But really, what I'm most excited about, and I know Cheryl is too, and our entire team, is this is more than a hotel. You know, this is really going to be a beautiful property, but it's going to be, you know, integrated into the community and into the Railroad Square Art Park community. And we're going to highlight in just a minute here some of the wonderful work that's going to be in the hotel of these local artists. So I'm really excited about that. But the first piece of art that we really focused on, our owners focused on, and again, just gives you another example of how wonderful these people that we work with are in our community. Even though they don't live here, they feel like they're part of the Tallahassee community. And so back as this pandemic was starting, they commissioned Colette Hardeman, which is one of our local artists here in town, and she created Greetings from the Capital City. And that is a mural on the backside of the Other Side Vintage, which is one of the buildings in Railroad Square Art Park. And it's right next door. You can see in the picture off to the right there, that's actually the Hyatt House under construction, the yellow fiberboard. So it looks much different today because it's almost exterior is almost complete. But yeah, so they hired Colette, and over the next few months, they'll be spending about $40,000 with local artists to bring art into and outside of this building. And so, you know, that should be applauded, because that's impressive anytime, but to do that during a pandemic is unheard of. You know, normally people would be pulling back and you know, but our owner, he said it when they unveiled the mural, he said, you know, at this time, Tallahassee needs a hug. I mean, we all need a hug right now, and we just got to get through this together. So it was really cool to see that happen, and like, she knocked it out of the park. I mean, she just did an amazing job on that mural, and it's really a showstopper and a great place to catch video, or catch photos and catch videos for visitors coming to our beautiful city. So that's the first piece of art that we started on at the Hyatt House. Just touch on a few amenities before I get to the other artwork that's in the hotel and around the hotel. But I just learned this the other day that actually the first Hyatt property was a Hyatt House. Back in 1957, the Pritzker family purchased a hotel, and it was the Hyatt House. So, you know, it's kind of come full circle. The Hyatt family and the Hyatt brand had created the Hyatt House brand several years ago, and it's a growing brand. There aren't a lot of them. They're still growing. So a lot of people haven't really stayed at a Hyatt House maybe yet. And they don't really know what it is. So, it's going to be an education for our community, and we're looking forward to doing that. So it's an upscale extended stay brand. So it will be designed for the traveler that's staying multiple nights, apartment style, spaces for, you know, good for working and relaxing. The hotel will feature 120 total units, and those will be divided down between dens, studio suites, and then one bedroom suites. The hotel will feature a free hot breakfast, hopefully when we open. We'll see with the restrictions with COVID, but we're hoping to open with all of the full standards in place. So we'll see how that progresses. We have an H bar. If you see in that rendering there on the front corner where it's curved, that's the outdoor seating for the bar. And then there's an indoor seating as well. And our bar is called the H Bar. And we have a sip and snack menu that will be featured at the bar. So that'll be great for the evenings. We have a heated outdoor pool. We have a 24/7 workout room, a 24/7 guest laundry, for people staying longer periods. We'll have an outdoor commons with a fire pit. So that'll be a great amenity for our guests to enjoy. Free Wi-Fi, of course. We will be pet friendly. And we are targeting February 15th as our opening date in 2021. So things are progressing nicely. I actually just toured the building yesterday, and it looks fantastic. They've already hung drywall in the lobby. Basically, the guest rooms are ready for carpet on the second floor. And up on the fifth floor, those are painted, tile is being laid, things of that nature. So it's moving right along, and I think that timeline is a good timeline. So we look forward to welcoming you to our house, or to your house away from home. That's one of our taglines. So moving on to the next slide, just kind of additional to the hotel is that we have retail space for lease. So next door to the hotel, you can see the hotel off to the left there in that picture, but that is a retail space. It's actually three bays. On the left, there's a 2,600 square foot bay with a restaurant, focused on a restaurant outlet. And then there are two other bays of about 1,800 square foot each. And so we do, we will throw a teaser out there. We do have a restaurant, an impressive restaurant that is looking at the space. So we're hopeful that comes in. And I can tell you, Cheryl gets excited from time to time, but I have joked with her that when she heard about this potential restaurant, I have never seen her this excited. So we're hoping that comes to fruition, because that'll be a great addition to the Tallahassee community. So we'll see. But we do have right now retail space for lease. So going back to the art, because again, that is the showstopper. So our owners commissioned five local artists, and you see their names here. And I'm going to show a couple examples. I wasn't able to pull every piece of art, but just so you can see a few examples of things that will be featured inside the hotel. But K.M. Clark, there's at least one example in here. Some of the art is going to be in the actual guest rooms on the headboard wall. So we'll show you examples of that. Perdita Ross, she's going to do some of the art in the elevator lobbies as you come off the elevator on all of the different floors. Mark Dixon, who is a friend of mine, has graciously agreed to join us this morning. And he's going to actually, in his own words, describe his sculpture that's going to be featured at the hotel. It's going to be at the basically the main entrance outside, just off to the right of the main entrance to the hotel. So I'll turn it over to Mark here in just a minute. Crystal Grow is going to do the art that's behind the front desk. We call it the gallery host desk, but that's basically the front desk where the guests will register for their stay. And I'm not going to show her art because it was really large file, so I couldn't get it downloaded into my PowerPoint. So we'll just tease that one and let you know that you're going to have to come see that one for yourself when you tour the building. And then the last one is Robert Saltarelli. His piece is in the lobby. It's a beautiful piece. So I'm going to show you a couple sneak peeks, and then I'll turn it over to Mark for a description of the sculpture. So this first one is one of the pieces that's going to be in the elevator lobbies that Fredita Ross created. And then the other one here is a second example of that. So just, you know, beautiful, beautiful piece of art, again, featured at the elevator lobbies and hotel. This is going to be one of the pieces that Cam Clark designed that's going to be in the guest rooms. I love this piece. You know, you see this piece, I think, going out. It's either to Crawfordville or to Wakulla. I can't remember which road it's on. But you drive right by these old rusty trucks. And, you know, with a grandson, I can't help but think of Mater. Think of the word, the movie Cars, and see Mater every time I see this piece of art. So just, you know, very playful and beautiful. So we're going to feature some of these pieces in the guest rooms. And then this is the piece that's going to be in the lobby that Robert Saltarelli did for the ownership. So that is the piece that Robert is contributing. And then this is the sculpture that Mark Dixon has created for us. So Mark, you are on. Thank you, sir, for joining us this morning. And I know you would just do a much better job of explaining this than I will. So please take the floor.
Thanks, Bo. It's great to be with everybody this morning. I am Mark Dixon. I own Dixon Studios. I'm a sculptor, and I have a studio in the Railroad Square Art District. I'm excited to be working with Bo and Trent and Mountain Shore Properties for this project and the whole team over there. This piece is called The Wandering Wall of Strange Ideas, was the long title. And this piece is now in a private collection. But when I proposed the idea, the team really was interested in this concept. And so I agreed to do a separate piece built around this concept. It'll be a little bit larger, and there'll be some design changes. But the basic idea is this is kind of a narrative wall, as it were. The piece that I'm going to be doing for the hotel is going to be entitled The Storyteller. So it will encompass, again, all of these circles cut out of half-inch plate steel. I'm really fascinated with using found objects or derelict materials. And what I mean by that is taking objects that were used in an industry or were used for another purpose that were then discarded and then repurposing them as objects of fine art. So what I'll be doing is trying to tell a story about, you know, in a subtle way about the industrial nature of the area of the square, bringing in aspects of maybe the railroad and of, you know, other parts of the art, you know, that was in that area, other parts of the industry that was in that area. So in each of the circles, there will be small sculptural, you know, vignettes or stories, as it were. They're subtle, they're open to interpretation. But my idea is to really bring that beauty of the found object and of the poetry of the story into that sculpture that's out front. You know, the piece that's going to go out front will be in similar dimensions. It'll probably be a little closer to 8 to 9 feet tall, about 7 feet wide. And again, you know, all steel and found and fabricated work. So welded work and forged work, which is sort of some of the things that I specialize in. So it should be a really exciting, interesting piece there located at the front. I'm really excited to be involved in, and a big shout out and a thank you to Mountain Shore Properties and to, you know, Lily and Adam Kay at Railroad Square for helping to spearhead this, and Mountain Shore for really wanting to go ahead and be involved and invest in and become patrons of the arts here in Tallahassee. That's a huge thing. Like Bo said, I mean, that For those of you who are not maybe in the arts or unaware, but that's a really major thing. That doesn't happen very often. You know, hotels, a lot of times they have their own designers, they have their own art, and they bring it in and they do it. But for them to go outside of that and to reach out to the community and to, you know, include us, is a tremendous thing. And I think in the long run, a real asset to the company and a real, you know, real help to us, especially in this time of, you know, COVID and all that. But it's good to be with you all this morning. But that kind of gives you an idea of kind of what I'm doing. So back to you, Bo.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yeah, man.
So before I turn over, if there's any questions, I just wanted to wrap it up and just, you know, when I saw they were going to be building this Hyatt House and expressed my interest in opening the hotel, you know, my wife is a believer in the arts and a lover of the arts, and we have a lot of friends in the art park, and she's like, Bo, you've got to make sure that they do this right. You've got to make sure that they highlight the art that's in this community. And, you know, I'm like, because it's just so unheard of. And I said, honey, I promise we're going to make it happen. And I kept telling people, and it's awesome to see it come to fruition. So really proud again of the people that we work with, truly care about our community. Don't live here, but do really care about us and want to do what's right for the community. So, if there's any questions, we'd be happy to answer anything you have.
Bo, this is really terrific. Are there any questions for Bo or for Mark? Well, Bo, I just really want to say thank you. This is going to be this new property, such an incredible asset to our destination. And you always bring that when you open properties, you know, that you always make them truly special and part of the community. But this is really, you're really knocking it out of the park by including all the local artists. I think that's terrific. Mark, I see the storyteller is becoming one of the new most Instagrammable places here in Tallahassee. But just the fact that you and your ownership and the management committee have been so purposeful to give it the local, you know, to involve the local artists and have them represented really speaks volumes for them and for the destination. So again, I know this is going to be one of the most popular and well-received new properties in the destination. So thank you for your leadership, Bo, and Mark, for your talents and all the artists that are contributing to this new property that's going to be stellar. So, and again, just so many things, right? And congratulations, Bo, on your new regional scope, which again, and kind of saw that coming, but well deserved. So, and I'm glad you're still here and staying here, and kudos to Tina for making sure having that's really what's going to make this property stand out. So thank you both again for being with us this morning and for all that you're doing for the community. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Now, Joseph St. Germain of Downtown St. Germain Research, the data guy, what do we call it? The multivariate statistical techniques guy. Joseph, thank you. It's always a treat. Thank you for your return engagement with us to share. I'm a data gal, and I really do appreciate all of the insights that you were able to share. And I know everybody else is on the call. So, Joseph, thank you again for taking time out of your schedule to be with us again this morning.
It's my pleasure. And as we get started, I just want to say kudos to Bo, and it's good to hear from Mark. I actually work out right next to Mark Dixon's studio most mornings. This isn't a sick brag about working out. It's just I get to see the progress 3-4 times a week. And the workers there actually beat me to the gym, and I'm working out at 6 in the morning. So they are definitely working hard. And it's cool. It's been cool to see that transformation, not only there, but in the park in general. That's great to hear. And I'll transition to kind of what we're seeing around the nation and locally and in Florida related to tourism. In honor of the weather, I decided to focus on fall travel and what we're seeing around the nation. So these aren't studies done by us, but we, you know, the one good thing about doing research is you got to see what everyone else is doing as well. as we move from toes in the sand of summer, fall travel, the top motivations, relaxation, spending time with family, escape, connecting with nature. That's great news for Tallahassee, because the one, you know, and we'll see some other trends, you know, we know Tallahassee doesn't have a beach, but everything else there is a place where Tallahassee can excel. And I do want to kind of make a point on relaxation and escape. That's always been a part of vacation, or at least for many people. We're just seeing that come up more and more often. And I think it's largely because another correlated point is people are more stressed out than they've been. This has been a trying 6-7 months. And part of that is we haven't been able to travel. Pent up demand seems to be a real thing. And kind of be it is just connecting with nature and relaxing and escaping is something that Tallahassee can really kind of hang their hat on as a way to be a fall destination. And what do they plan to do? Friends and family, road trips. I mean, the road trip has been something, and I'll touch on it, on what we were seeing in Florida and during natural behavior, but people aren't, in general, aren't comfortable flying yet, so they're taking the road trips. But also to see national and state parks and going on a hike or a bicycle ride as a top activity, those have always been nice ancillary activities for a lot of travel. But to see it as a top three or top four really kind of shows you that this is things that some people have done before, but a larger percentage of the population are really starting to focus on these areas. And again, these are some of the things that Tallahassee can hang their hat on. For those of you who were at the TDC meeting, some of this will be redundant, but given the audience, I wanted to make sure that you kind of learn some of the things that we've learned. We've done a lot of research in consumer sentiment, and really across all the waves in Florida, we've kind of realized that there's kind of three different groups of travelers. There's group one, who have kind of just, when I'm living life, I'm going back to normal. Now, not totally back to normal. There's obviously masks and some other things that are a part of traveling these days, but they're largely living life as it was before related to COVID, plus these new restrictions. The second group is really not ready to travel yet. You know, they're just generally, hey, I'm going to wait this out until COVID. And really, for a lot of them, they're kind of looking at the vaccine as kind of that indicator of saying, hey, once the vaccine, we see the vaccine work, that's probably when they'll get back to it. And then group three, it really depends on cases. And sometimes that depends on cases where they'd want to go. Like, you know, if they wanted to go to a vacation in Florida and they live somewhere else, they're looking at Florida. But it also matters what's going on there in their own neighborhood. One of the things we've always seen, kind of the first step to taking a vacation is kind of doing something in their own neighborhood first. So cases are always important to follow, but as the cases go up and down, it really largely affects this third group, which is really kind of depending their travel based upon that. And you know, one of the things, you know, about this, we have the goal of our consumer sentiments wasn't to estimate the percentages of these groups, but still we have enough data to make a ballpark. And our best guess is about 30% is group one. We're going out there, we're living. Group two is, I'm still scared. I don't want to travel quite yet. And then group four is about 40%. So that kind of moves around. So, I mean, the good news is from a marketing perspective, you still have 30% who are willing to hear basically anything relating to tourism, and the other 40% who are, you know, open to those messages. And even the group who is still scared, they're still becoming more and more open to the idea, because that means they're not going to do it, but that doesn't mean they're not traveling vacations coming up. So these are things to consider. What we saw in the summer was return of the family or friend road trip. People were driving to most places. They were bigger travel party sizes, and the vacation planning window was much shorter than we previously seen. And just to, you know, to put that, what does that mean in a narrative form to get away from the data itself? It was basically, the idea is, hey, it's Tuesday, I'm sick of looking at these walls, let's get the kids or let's get the friends together and let's go somewhere this weekend. That just happened much more often over the summer. And how they're planning their trip is, information is more important than it's ever been. even to a destination that they've been 30 or 100 times, it was different this summer, and it still is because of COVID, what's open, what's not, and that kind of thing. The same vacations that they had taken 100 times or 20 times or whatever were a little bit different. So they're using the website more, particularly, so Visit Tallahassee is a place that they're going to come to Tallahassee. That's always been a nice tool, but it's even more important to consumers these days. And then finally, what we saw across the state, the good news is, I mean, the bad news is we're not back to 2019 levels of travel, but it's been coming back ever since April. It's been a slowly but steady increase in travel. This summer, the beach was kind of the best destination. It's performing better than the inland destinations. However, you know, as we saw from some of the fall sentiment trends, we think that's going to shift. The beach will always be important. It'll just kind of probably be a little bit less important, especially for those Florida residents. I think the beach will probably still be a big draw for people in the Midwest and Northeast once they start to escape the winter. But for the fall, I think that'll take a little step back. The outdoor experiences has seen positive growth. And I've said that once already, and I'm saying it again, because sometimes you see people's sentiment doesn't match behavior. They say they're going to do something and then they don't do it. But this is something we saw sentiment that they're going to do outdoor more often. And then we saw behavior. It did outdoor more often. And I think that's something that is going to be a part of tourism until we feel like it, quote unquote, lies a little bit more back to pre-COVID. And then again, in our data that we're collecting with people who are traveling, we've never seen peaceful and safe used more often as what was the reason they selected a destination. And again, that was related to what we heard about sentiment, about being stressed out more than ever, but also value and lodging price was something that they're seeing more often. I mean, the economics of COVID will continue to be a part of the tourism story for the near foreseeable future, because, you know, as the economy goes down, value and lodging price does matter a little bit more than usual. I'm not saying that matters for all visitors, but it matters for a larger percentage. And that's a brief overview, but it is kind of the main takeaways that we've seen from a lot of study that other folks are doing nationwide and a lot of our research across the state and in Tallahassee. So, you know, a lot of things that I just mentioned, you know, we mentioned that when we were presenting some of the results that we saw from visitors recently. So I guess at this point, I'll open it up to any questions people may have.
Anybody have any questions for Joseph? Well, Joseph, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, and we really appreciate you sharing the insights. Certainly, it's good to hear for us, which we long believe that Tallahassee is extremely well-positioned really see some increased visitation and some new visitors to Tallahassee as a result of not just people from in-state, but also because of our outdoor experiences and just the family aspect and visiting family and friends. So again, great to see that and great to see you. Let me ask you both, Bo and Joseph, and Bo, start with you. What can Visit Tallahassee do? There's one thing that we can do and the people on this call in this meeting to help you, either at your current Hampton Inn and Suites or the Hyatt House, what's one thing we can do to help you and support you?
I would say just help us educate the community on the Hyatt House brand, because there it is such a growing brand, and it is the first one in Northern Florida. It's likely that many people haven't ever stayed at one, so that would be helpful just to help spread the word.
Absolutely. Will do. I know we will. And I think everybody else will too. Again, that's why your presentation and seeing, you know, Mark's sculpture and just all the art that you're going to be incorporating and learning it. And I did not know that the Hyatt House, their first property, or the Hyatt brand was the first, you know, property was a Hyatt House. So that's really cool. But yes, I think you enlightened lots of people and we will certainly spread the good word. So thank you again for being with us. Joseph, I'm going to ask you, What's one thing we can do? Probably when a researcher calls, answer the survey, right? Or you get an email. But so is there anything we can do? Because since you, again, you are an invaluable partner to us. You are down at St. Germain Research is our research firm of record. And again, I could not be prouder and happier and thrilled with the work that you all do for us. And I know it's been a really challenging time with COVID, but which makes you, your data and your work all the more important to us as a destination. But what can we do to help you? What can Visit Tallahassee and what can the folks on this call do to support you and assist you in your research efforts?
You know, we do that visitor tracking study for Visit Tallahassee year round. If you are a partner, a hotelier, an attraction, or you have an event, it's always good for us if we can get out there with having interviews and or being able to email them. If that's an option for you, it provides better data for the county, but we also give you a free report. And when I say free, I know you're offering us access, which is, so it's not free. It's kind of a trade out, but we do offer free quarterly or free reports for those who do participate. So it does create a win-win situation. That's the selfish part of like how we're trying to do our job better and trying to make it better for you. The other thing that I'm seeing, if you're a proponent of tourism in general, I'm not a huge, hey, look at my food and posting it on social media person. However, when people see people out doing other things, they become more comfortable to try it themselves. So that is something that's not necessarily for me, but I think it's in a world where we're talking about what's a positive use of social media a lot, that is one positive thing. So it's a way to communicate with friends and family without having to call everyone and say, hey, I had this really great dinner or whatever. So if you're doing that, I think that's, again, that's not for us, but for tourism as a whole, it is, that can end up being a net positive.
Excellent point. Thank you so much, Joseph, for sharing that. And again, those of you on the call, I know, and there are a number of hotel properties that are working with you, but again, if you are a hotel property or an attraction that you're not, again, as Joseph referenced, it is truly a win-win. You can get some additional data as well as it feeds into the macro Tallahassee visitor picture. So again, really do appreciate your consideration. Again, thank you both, Bo, Joseph, thank you very much for being with us this morning. It's great. And why don't we open it up? Is there anything for the good of the order? Anybody have anything they want to share? Any updates? Any great events coming out? Like maybe like drive-in movies or farmers markets or is there anything that anybody would like to share right now? Just again, some happenings. Elizabeth.
Yay! You mentioned it. Good morning. Great, by the way, Joseph, great presentation, Bo, same to you. Super cool to see all the local art and listen to the fact that like people are still willing to come out into downtown because we have events. So for people that aren't comfortable leaving the house, it can start here in Tallahassee at home. You don't have to get out of your car. On October 16th, we will be having a drive-in movie. I'll tell you all before we announce it to the rest of Tallahassee, we've got a winner. We had everyone vote on what movie they wanted to see. And I got to tell you, it's the Truffle Shuffle that's going to be bringing people out. Goonies Never Say Die. That was our resounding winner. So we're very excited to have that. It's a free event, and that's something that's really important to us. And we're so appreciative of Visit Tallahassee for helping make this possible. We also have our farmers market every Saturday at our park. So that's really exciting. And we've got some things that we'll be announcing hopefully very, very soon that will offer some safe ways to watch the game in our downtown. So we've got a lot of good things going on in downtown Tallahassee, and we hope you'll come check us out soon. Thanks, guys.
Super. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, and for that sneak peek of the movie. So that's awesome. And we know, you know, we support you and what you're doing and all for downtown. And you are a blessing to the community, no doubt. Is there anyone else that has any updates they would like to share? Anything for the good of the order or to share what's happening around town? Anything? Okay, well, hearing none, next week we're going to hear from Pam Meunier. She is the private event director at Florida State University Center Club and the Champions Club. So she directs all the events there. So she will have an update on what's happening there and some of their COVID-19 protocols that have been put into place at the University Center Club as well as the Champions Club. And also, Katie Cole and Scott Lindemann, the Visit Tallahassee marketing team, will share our current COVID-19 recovery marketing strategy, as well as sharing the partner opportunities for you all to participate and plug in. So again, the TDC saw this presentation a couple weeks ago. So again, want to share it with everybody and again, partner opportunities for folks to, again, engage with us for that. As we know, these are definitely uncertain times and we have brighter days are ahead, but there's a lot of good that's happening right now. But please keep in mind that all the restaurants, the craft breweries, the small businesses, do what you can to help them. And I ask each of y'all to go out and try one new thing this week. Do something different. Go try, whether you go to a new restaurant, you cruise by and check out the new Hyatt House construction that's going on. You go to the farmer's market downtown or the downtown market. But please try one new thing. Explore a new trail. Do what you can to support our community and support the businesses in our community. And certainly to keep our craft breweries in mind, go buy some beer, go buy some, you know, the Love Girlies fried Oreos. I still got to get out there and try those. But in any event, do what you can to help. Please keep in mind, though, with the cooler weather, that when we are entering flu season, and flu season could potentially coincide with a second wave of COVID cases. So please consider getting a flu shot. I get one every year. I got mine last weekend, but again, do what you can. If you end up, please consider getting a flu shot by the end of October is what the Department of Health recommends. Also, before we wrap up, want to give a quick shout out to the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey team for winning the Stanley Cup. I am a Tampa Bay guy. I mean, I was born and raised, but there's just something extra sweet about a Florida hockey team winning the Stanley Cup. So I just got to say, way to go, Tampa Bay Lightning. So anyway, please continue to be safe. Please continue to wear a mask in public places and indoors. Because remember, it's not too much to mask. And thank you so much for being with us this morning. Thank you again, Bo. Thank you, Joseph. And thank you, everybody, for being in the meeting. And we'll see you next week. So have a great rest of your week. And go Noles!